Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team.
Rams Nation, welcome back. It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams, and I am back from Vegas. I am jacked to be doing a podcast. It's been a while. I want to get back into rotation here so much that I'm doing a solo one. No one's with me today but me. We're talking Rams football. A lot going on with OTAs. We'll get to some of that stuff. A lot of exciting things flying around social. So we'll get to all that as well. Injury updates and more. Guys, don't forget to give a follow on Twitter. That is at @LA_RamblingBear. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you want to hear us talk about. Got some exciting ideas I'll share with you guys here in a little bit of some stuff we have coming up, some content. Don't forget to check out the website. That's LockedOnRams.com. We're going to continue to grow there as well. We've got a cool article up right now for a fantasy perspective that one of our writers, Andrew Liptock, put together for us. So go check that out. He's got some projections on the upcoming season. Again, we're going to continue to create some more content. If you're interested in joining us and writing for LockedOnRams.com, hit me up. Shoot me a message at LockedOnRams@gmail.com. More than happy to hear you out, hear what you got to say. We love to build the team here, so we're really excited about that. As I mentioned to kick off the show, just got back from Vegas. It was a crazy weekend out there. It was EDC, Billboard Music Awards, and it's just Vegas, man. From dusk till dawn, that place is crazy. And there I was in my work clothes, all dressed up, coming back on the strip at 2 a.m. from a late night, and everyone's hammered, and I'm like, can't wait to go to bed and do it again tomorrow. So not your typical Vegas trip, but regardless, I still found some ways to have some fun. I did actually see a handful of Ram fans out there, so I had some fun conversations, met some great people, rocking Rams jerseys. I love seeing this kind of build and build and build. It's only going to continue. Everyone talks about the bandwagon. You know what? Welcome. Come on board. We want this to grow. Understand that there is a level of fandom for you guys that have been in it from back in the day. When the Rams were first out here in LA, and even, you know, our St. Louis group that had been following them since those days. So everyone's welcome in my eyes. It was great to meet a bunch of people out in Las Vegas rocking Rams gear, so I had some good conversations. So what up to my Vegas people if you're listening? Nice to meet y'all, and go Rams. Well, with all that stuff out of the way, let's get to some football talk, because isn't this crazy? This is OTA's day one, and I'm stoked, man. And just following along on Rams Twitter today, you can definitely tell that I'm not the only one, right? The hype is real. It's amazing to see these new guys in the Rams gear running around, getting drills in, getting to work with Coach McVay, getting to work with Wade Phillips and the position coaches, really starting to dive into the system. I've got some fun quotes I'm going to share with you guys today from first day of OTAs. But first, I want to start with a little bit of an update. We've got some injuries going on. We have some roster moves. So I just want to get to that first, kind of update how everything's going there. First, we'll start with our new signee, Chucky Clements, 23. He's 6'2", 295-pound defensive lineman. Originally signed with the Vikings as an undrafted free agent out of Illinois in 2017. Minnesota cut him. He ended up spending most of his time last year with the Texans, going back and forth from the practice squad to active roster. And now here he lands in LA. We'll see how he fits in, see if he gets a run here on this team. You never know, especially as injuries come and go. But it's always good to add another guy to that defensive line. And hey, if you're Chucky, no better defensive line to learn from than the guys we got on the active roster right now. So pretty exciting stuff for Chucky. Welcome to the team, bud. And now into some other news. Also, just plugged in my microphone, so if the volume increased and got a little bit clearer, it's been a while for your boy, so I didn't have my mic plugged in, I was going off the computer, but we're back. So I want to transition in some breaking news, and I guess pun intended when I say breaking, because our fifth round pick, Oboe Okoronkwo, or is better known as Obese, broke his foot, had surgery last week. Sean McVay kind of explained that to us today. He's expecting for Obese to be back for training camp, but no guarantees. We're going to follow that along. Did see on Twitter that Oboe actually himself said he's going to be ready for training camp and excited for that. So hopefully we can get him. This is not great news coming out of camp, but at the same time, I'd rather have it happen now, first day of OTAs, or even now as we're learning today that it happened about a week ago when he had surgery. So he's got some time to heal.
foot. People have gone through that before. It's not anything big like an ACL, MCL, one of those season-long stuff. So hopefully this thing, surgery went well. Everything came out of camp. Sounds good. So just get healthy. We'll get him back. But not the greatest news that you wanted to hear coming out. Another developing story has been Mark Barron. We knew he's been a little banged up. But today, Sean McVay came out and said most likely he's going to be held out until training camp, which isn't the biggest alarm. At the same time, you'd like to have a guy participate, be at OTAs. It is voluntary, but if you're healthy, get out there and play. But at this point, they're just being more precautious with it, especially since when Mark Barron's really the only staple guy we have in the linebacking corps. So to kind of send him out there if he's not 100%, I understand that. The good thing that you can kind of get out of this is that's going to give a lot more opportunity for guys like Kaiser and Scales to get in there and get some more reps with that first team defense. So hopefully those young guys take advantage of this opportunity, be able to get into that defense and see some more looks that they may not see if Mark Barron was there. So hopefully, again, another player that will join us when training camp starts. Speaking of injuries, as we're on this roll here, Greg the Leg, back out on the field, running around, shagging balls. Good to see him back with the team. Unfortunately, he had a back injury that we know that kind of came in at the very end of the season, missed the playoff game for us. He did not kick today, and he's still kind of waiting for his opportunity to be healthy to get in there. But Sam Ficken was out there kicking balls and kind of taking that duty on. So we still have Ficken there that's going to, you know, we're going to lean on depending on how this injury for Greg the Leg goes. We're expecting him, again, to kind of get healthy. But another guy, no need to rush right now for OTAs. So not the greatest news coming out of day one. And we'll get into some exciting stuff, some of the good stuff coming up here. But while we're on the topic of OTAs and, you know, non-participation, another one that we all are well aware of is Mr. AD Aaron Donald, hashtag pay the man. Or as my main man James Kroger tweeted out today, the new hashtag, hashtag pay the man. I mean, shit. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But Aaron Donald, no show. No surprise, no show, right? Hasn't been paid. He did this last year. The good thing is there's a little bit better communication going on. There's a better feel about it altogether. Real quick, here's Sean McVay on his take on the AD situation.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of where it's been, Lindsay. We're in constant dialogue and communication with his representation. It is something that we want to get resolved. As far as a timetable, don't really have any dates on that. You know, I don't expect Aaron to be here until we get a resolution to that. And, you know, he and I have had good dialogue. I spoke with him last week, kind of like we've talked about. This feels a lot different than last year. Certainly, you know, any time that you have something where the team comes together, to have a player that's as important as he is here, you would prefer that. But, you know, it is voluntary. We understand that. And we have a lot of respect and understanding for kind of what's going on. And we're proactively pursuing that resolution, and we're hopeful to come to that at some point.
All right. I'm good with the answer. He kind of calmed me down a little bit, like the rest of us. I think everyone, you know, the meter is low right now as far as concern, but you still want to get the guy in camp. So great to hear they're having good conversations. He thinks they're further along than they were last year. No major concern. So McVay not worried. I'm not worried. But Marcus Peters probably won the day at the press conference. Here's Marcus Peters on his thoughts on the AD contract negotiation.
After this offseason, you know, a lot of people excited about what this defense could be, but are you guys kind of hoping Aaron can come back sometime soon?
Hey, man. Hey, pay the man. I'm going to say it. I mean, you win the MVP, man. Come on now.
Not the best of audio that I could find, but I mean, basically what he says, come on, pay the man shit. He won the MVP last year. Get the man his money. So he had the room cracking up, and I loved it. Just watching his interviews for the rest of the season is going to be something really exciting. He offers a lot of great facial expressions, and he's not shy to tell you what his thoughts are on any situation. So excited to have Marcus Peters involved in any press conference. I think we're going to get a lot of quality stuff coming out of him this year, not only on the field, but off the field. Well, while we're on Marcus Peters, I want to mention, I don't think we've gotten a chance to say the NFL is releasing their, you know, top 100, and Marcus Peters ranked in at 79. Today, Aqib Talib was added to that list, at coming in at number 53. That's his third consecutive year on the top 100 NFL list. So really excited to know that we've got number 53 and 79. Believe me, those guys are underrated at those numbers. So real excited to see these guys out there playing together, but to know that we've got two of the best cornerbacks in the NFL on our team, first year, Wade Phillips with them, just so much excitement. So only can build off that, and can only imagine we've got a few more players coming up on that top 100 list. So keep it coming, NFL. So as we move along here, talking about OTAs, we'll finally get to what happened on the field today. All that noise off the field and injuries, good stuff. But let's talk about what actually happened. Who showed up? You know, as you just mentioned, Marcus Peters, Tlaib, those guys are out there. All of our rookies out there. Jamon Brown tweeted, said he was excited to get back to football, and it was a great day. We also got to see Jared Goff throw on the football with our wide receivers. Ones, obviously, we've had. And then Cooks being the newbie. It was awesome to see some of those highlights come out. You know, probably the highlight of the day was Jared Goff connecting with Brandon Cooks on a 60-yard TD pass on 7-on-7 drills. Cooks just toasted his man, and Goff put him in stride. It was a nice little play. Cooks and Kupp ran cross action, really ended up helping by that extra second to free him. And then, like I said, Jared Goff just hit him in stride. It was a beautiful thing. So only the beginning for those two guys, but a great day for our offense to get out there and be able to throw the ball around and get more and more familiar. That's what these OTAs are really exciting for. Obviously, Jared Goff coming into his third season, he's still developing, right? He's still getting better. That deep ball that we saw a little bit of, you know, inaccuracy last year and really trying to connect with Watkins. You know, you're already seeing this payoff in OTAs with Cooks, and we hope that they continue to build that chemistry. And obviously, we know what Cooper Kupp has chemistry and Robert Woods, so those guys are only going to improve. But it was great to see them flying around and throwing the football. Marcus Peters, as we mentioned him earlier, when he was asked about Sean McVay and his offense, he said it's crazy unique, you know, that they were going to benefit from going up against this offense just from the up-tempo pace and the way he does play calling. So that's what I love about this back and forth. You know, last year we got really excited about the offense, and obviously we've got some bangers up front on the defense, but now kind of flipping the script, we're just as excited about this defense. And those two get to match up against each other. You know, there's for Jared Goff, there's probably not a better 1-2 combo that he's going to see this league. So, you know, so that's going to be a huge benefit for him, for being able to go against him every day. And then again, for the defense, you're going up against the number one offense in the league last year. They're going to test you. They're going to, you know, Sean McVay is going to try to break you down and teach you different ways to approach things. So super excited about that. And obviously Marcus Peters is as well. Tlaib had kind of said the same thing the other day, saying that this offense is just so fun to go up against and it's a challenge and they're learning, and you know, he sees that as a huge benefit for them, and so do I. And speaking of these two, Sean McVay was asked in the presser about them and his impressions on their first day of OTAs. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, it's been exciting. It's fun to see those corners out there, guys that you have a lot of respect for, and just watching them. And I think you just see great instincts, great awareness, natural movement, you know, the short space quicks, you know, the lateral agilities. Marcus got his hands on a couple balls. You can see Aqib does a great job when he's playing visual on the quarterback, and then when he also comes up and challenges people and kind of plays man where he's direct vision on the receiver. So, you know, you certainly feel those guys out there. I know that they're excited about just continuing to get more and more familiar with, you know, some of the things with the terminology of the system. You know, Aqib's got a lot of experience in this system, so it's been pretty natural for him. And being around Marcus, you can see, got a great feel for the game, understands situational football, just watching how he's been in the meetings with Aubrey and E, and then, you know, really in phase two with some of the drills, stuff like that, and then getting him to compete out here today was fun to watch.
Day one. Are you kidding me? Day one, we've got all these, you know, crazy injuries, updates on AD, actual guys on the field performing, doing amazing, and we're just talking OTAs. We haven't even gotten into training camp. We haven't even gotten, you know, further into this process, and the storylines and excitement coming out is just over the top. So I had to jumped on to a podcast tonight. It's been a while, guys, and I do apologize. Life's been crazy. I'm slowly grabbing it back by the horns, pun intended, for the second time. And we're going to get you more content. We're going to get you more podcasts. We're going to get you more articles. I'm really excited. We're going to be doing kind of a loop around the NFC West. We're going to check in with all the teams in our division, see how they're doing in their OTAs, how they're doing with their offseason, what happened in the draft, how they feel coming in. I'm also really excited. My writers here at Locked On Rams, we're going to be doing an all-time Rams draft. We're going to go through. We're going to pick the best 100 players, we're going to build a big board, and then we're going to break it down, and we're going to get on probably a 4 or 5 person roundtable podcast. We'll break it up into a couple episodes, And we're going to just do a draft. We're going to draft a couple offensive players, obviously quarterback, you know, do the whole fantasy football draft. And then we're going to throw in some defensive players because we have way too many legendary defensive players with this organization not to pick a couple. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to continue to develop that over the next couple weeks. So look out for that. We're going to fill you with some good content. I'm excited about the direction we're going. I am back. I don't have a work trip in sight for a while. I got James Kroger on tomorrow, so we're going to talk and get his perspective on how things are going so far in these OTAs and more storylines that are continuing to build. So exciting things coming up. I'm going to keep it short and sweet today. We are back, so get ready for some more Locked On Rams. It's your boy, Bear Motter. You know how to find me, at @LA_RamblingBear on Twitter. Hit me up on Gmail, LockedOnRams@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, you want to come talk to me, let me know. I'm more than happy to have some people on the podcast and get the fan perspective. You guys are the ones out there reading all this stuff all the time. You've got your opinions. I want to hear them. But with that, Rams Nation, you know what it is. Till next time. Peace.